We are back. Duh. We are back with a man. Rachel, are you sitting in his seat or am I for Sunday's Sunday morning show?
I think you.
Am I in his
seat? You should
be. It's a big seat to fill, let me tell you.
That's why it takes two of us.
Mark Hollis, ladies and gentlemen. We are so honored to have you here, Mark. Welcome.
Well, congratulations. Great show. You guys are off to a great start, and I hope I don't mess it up at this point.
Well,
I think you'll be okay. I do.
Okay.
For those of you out there, you know, Mark is everything when it comes to Rocket with Dan Gilbert, all of the event side and all the great things coming to Detroit. And he had such a hand in bringing the draft here and the Final Four, you know, working under Dan and so on. And here we go again with one of the great, great events in our city and the Rocket Classic, Mark, and how hard you have worked to make this happen and to be successful. Share with us where you're at and how it's going right now for you.
Well, I'd happy to do so. But first, the three of us, you get us together. None of us do anything normal. So you're always looking for ways to enhance, ways to make things better, always with a focus of purpose and really on the city of Detroit and all the good things we have going on. But Dan Gilbert brought this Rocket Classic to Detroit back in 2019, and we've had some great years. We've had everything from pandemic to tornadoes to floods, and we're hoping we don't get any of that this year. But we've really been listening more than directing. And what we have heard is we want to come. We want it to be easier. We want it to be more affordable, especially for the grounds tickets. And we've responded in every way. With parking, we're going to have lots conveniently located off I-10, conveniently located off I-75. So it's where a lot of our ticket buyers are coming from. Tickets we've reduced significantly. In fact, on Thursday, the ticket's going to be as low as $31.30, playing off the 313. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it as an advance kind of opportunity through mid-June, is we want people to make the decisions. We're going to be making some player announcements that are going to be really significant, and we're excited about that, and it's just going to be a great time to come out. The date is awesome, and Tony, you can describe why end of July instead of end of June.
Well, yeah, it's right after the fireworks, you know, where we're after the Ford fireworks, and the players are firing up to get in the FedEx Championship, and that makes this tournament even more important. Did I nail it, Mark?
Yeah, it's going to be pivotal for the players, whether they're already in and trying to stay in the FedEx Cup playoffs or they're out trying to get in. So there's going to be a lot of jockeying going on these last 2 weeks. And also, we're in a state where folks like to travel north. This is a week at the end of July that's, you know, less of a travel north week than it is the end of June and around the 4th of July. So Everything's kind of fallen into place for it to be just a spectacular celebration at the newly designed Detroit Golf Club.
Well, and Mark, what you said is really important. There is nothing going down in price in this world except perhaps for a ticket to the Rocket Classic. How at the risk of, you know, how do those numbers work?
The same way it is. If you go to the Super Bowl, you give all your furniture away for a year.
We can't. We want to. I wish we did.
Right. You know, our hopes is with the changes we're making, not only in pricing, but the amenities we're putting on the course, you know, a little warmer at the end of July, we're going to have cooling stations with everything from water stations to the cooling fans that come down in anticipation that we're going to get a lot more folks coming out, more folks because of the pricing, more folks because of the players we're going to be announcing in the weeks ahead here. And that's the bet on the come, right? You believe in Detroit, and Detroit will believe in you. And we're doing everything that we can based on what we heard to make this event one you're going to want to go to.
And Mark, you go out and you talk to players, you talk to agents, you talk to everybody to work so hard to make this, you know, a really top tour spot. Can you share some of those travels and some of what you do?
Yeah, more importantly, I just walked down to Little Caesars Arena and talked about five people on my pathway down Woodward. You know where Woodward Avenue is, right?
Yeah, there's a parade on that presented by Gardner White. Yeah, there's a Gardner White.
Great shopping experience,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, GW
great shopping.
Home. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've been out at a couple events already, and then a lot of it is just correspondence with players, managers, and agents that become, you know, your friends, and they always want what's best for the players. And in those conversations, we've described why the 26 event at the Rocket Classic is so important.
Talk to me, how many times do you have a player or an agent come and say, I had no idea that Detroit was this spectacular?
Everyone that comes.
Yep.
Everyone that comes. And, you know, we have players now that, two that we're going to announce, that part of the opportunity to come here is they wanted rooms at the Shinola Hotel because of the experiences that they've had there in the past. When we were at the end of June, a lot of them would go to the fireworks show on Monday night there, and then the pairings party that takes place right downtown. And they enjoyed walking around. You know, Keegan Bradley last year did a restaurant review on WJR, you know, talking about the London Chop House, talking about going to different shops and restaurants downtown. So when they come in, you know, a lot of them have questions. And then once they get here, those questions are gone. And the excitement builds with the players, with the managers, with the caddies, and with the fans that come in.
And I bet you organize one heck of a show and tell while you're at it.
We do, and we're lining up some things that are right up the two of your alley that I wish I could share today, but we're going to have some fun downtown. That's all I'll say. The week of the Rocket Classic, there's going to be some cool events going on all over the city of Detroit, as well as the Detroit Golf Club.
Well, knowing how your mind works, once holding a basketball game on a freight, on a carrier, we can only imagine what's going to happen in downtown Detroit. Now, Rachel, you need to know, I will get a text at 5:30 in the morning, and I'll say, what do you think of this? And I go, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? It is hilarious, the crazy text that we send back and forth. But I have a feeling something big is coming to downtown. Just a feeling.
Yeah, and there's a really nice furniture retail store right down mm-hmm. there on the corner that it might be close to that. Who knows?
Well, we'd be available.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Lots of fun.
Tell us about the course. Detroit Golf Club has gone through a big change. They were closed for, what, upwards of a year? And I understand the course is pretty much ready to go at this stage, just growing in. And tell us about some of that, Mark.
Yeah, big thanks to the members out there. Without them, obviously, this event wouldn't be possible. This is their home in the summer, and they opened up the doors to us. And just this past year, they brought in Tyler Ray, who's one of the great, great architects out there. And Tony, I walked out there, my jaw dropped, looking down the 10 fairway, looking at the bunkers, looking at the mounds and the elevations. And he was a little sadistic in it, because he tracked where every ball went on the PGA Tour. And there's a bunker right where they all landed now. So it's going to be more of a challenge. We're saying maybe 6 to 8 strokes difference mm-hmm. based on the design of the course.
Oh, God, that is so great. That is so great. Yeah. The members have got to be excited. Look, it's not good to sit out a year, but the payoff is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, you look at it being a member out there, Tony, and you take great pride in the club that you belong to. Mm-hmm. But this club has grown, you know, since 2019 and the start of the Rocket Classic exponentially. They have a PGA Tour stop at their location. It's good and bad, right? It has its inconveniences, but it also has its benefits that club members love. And now to have a course like this that, you know, Keith Haseley and Michelle and so many others put so much hard work into the strategy and the members supported, it's one of the finest places that I've played in the city, and it's going to be even better now.
Oh, that's so great. I think we got to get a set of clubs for Rachel. What do you think?
Oh,
you
definitely.
You haven't seen Rachel's hand-eye coordination.
It's fun to ride around in a cart and have a few beverages.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
And, Mark, the great volunteers, we only have like a couple seconds. Just a shout-out to your great volunteers, if you would.
So this is where I talk for 3 minutes and make you very nervous. But
yes.
the Grand Prix, all of us rely on volunteers, you know, 1,200 strong, and they are the backbone of this event like they are yours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Succinctly put.
How'd I do? How'd I do?
And great, and we have Michael Montre coming on next, so we're gonna kind of tip up, go on that heavily. Yes.
I was just texting him. He's helping me. I'm helping him. We all work together in this city, right, Tony?
You got it.
Detroit.
You got it.
Love
absolutely.
It.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
So much.
Mark, thank you.
You.
You're awesome. And Dan Gilbert's awesome. And can't thank you enough.
Thank you.